My name is Willem Maas, and I am co-responsible for the program of the Barnard Festival, which is short for the Brussels Arnaval and Art Deco Festival.
Last year, there was a big emphasis on Art Deco because it was the 100th anniversary of Art Deco in Belgium. This year, it's back to a majority Art Nouveau.
I wouldn't say majority, but almost half of the locations that we open this year will be Art Nouveau. So it's true that there is more focus on Art Nouveau, but it's only half of the location. And the other half is either in Art Deco style, which is still about a third of the entire program. But we also have more and more modernist buildings that we open up. And this is also a focus of this year's program, that we open up 12 different modernist buildings. And these modernist buildings are constructed more or less in the same period as the Art Deco buildings, but they are totally different. They are much more radical, much more geometrical, much more, simple in a way. And there are two main movements in the interwar period. You have the Art Deco architects that keep on using a lot of ornaments in their buildings, but many of the modernist architects that we show here, they really want to have an architecture that is much more radical, that has no more ornaments, and they are much influenced by international architects like Le Corbusier. And there's a lot of mingling between the two styles, Art Deco and modernism, and you can't always separate the two in some of the buildings that we showcase. And so it's very interesting to also highlight the qualities and the ideas of these modernist architects. And we are the Art Nouveau and Art Deco Festival, but we cannot continue to pretend as if there hasn't been a modernist movement in the interwar period.
Yeah. Well, in California, they call the architecture of the 20s zigzag modern.
Yeah.
And they call the architecture of the 30s and 40s streamline modern.
Yeah. Actually, that's also what our manager, Amaury Desmet, told during the press conference. A famous building like the Flaget building is also a bit of a mingling between the two. It's a very pure architecture and it's very modernist, but at the same time, by using all these references to streamlines and to all these boats, you also have a bit of Art Deco that keeps on playing. We do have some architects in the program, like Louis Herman de Koninck, who is probably the most well-known, let's say, radical modernist of the interwar period, who really makes buildings that can be considered pure modernism. But the Flaget building, for example, is a very good example of a building where it's very difficult to say this is Art Deco or this is modernism. Yeah.
There are, so people are going to be able to see 64 different places.
Yes.
Now, if they can't get in because it's a very popular program, there are other things they can do.
There are many things they can do. We do have lectures in Dutch and in French. We do also have a lot of guided walks in the city, or even bicycle tours where we show the city through the prism, through the architecture glass, so to say.
And there's also a market.
Yeah, so the last weekend of the festival, there is the Foire des Objets Art Nouveau et Art Deco, the fair where people can buy Art Nouveau and Art Deco objects. So people who are looking for special objects to enrich their collection can find a lot of beautiful objects over there. There's also a bookstore in Schaerbeek, Skybook, which is our long-term partner, where people can buy books, or the posters are graphical designer made, etc.
So there's plenty of things to do. It's three weekends. The 14th and 15th. The 21st, 22nd,
and the 28th and 29th. And during the weeks, the conferences are held on Tuesdays and on Thursdays during the week. We also have a lot of adapted visits for people with special needs.
Well, thank you very much, and it sounds really exciting.
Okay, thanks for your attention.